7.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. A happy Tuesday evening.
You don't even know what day it is. Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm finally in my time warp here. This is good. 1-800-259-9231, my personal time warp, not the time warp. Time warp. Which, of course, comes up tonight from 9 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. That's when we're not live during the show, although I have a feeling, rumor has it, that that will be remedied by the end of this month. So,
well, it's already pretty close to the end of this month now.
It's darn close.
It's the 21st.
That's right.
There's only a few days left.
Yeah, a week and a half or so.
Yeah.
So we
won't be on the air three of those nights.
That's true. We're not going to be on Friday night this week, Saturday night this week,
and
the 31st.
So our two big Saturday shows with all the stations listening the whole time, we won't be on. That'll be a...
They'll be time warped.
That's right, time warped.
It'll be the Time Warp Saturday show.
You're silly.
Yeah, are you ever going to stop laughing at that?
I think it's so funny.
1-800-259...
I wish I had a button to do that.
1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. So anyway, we're here live until 9 o'clock Eastern Time tonight, and we want to talk to you about anything, whether it be a personal issue or something political. If you just want to get something off your chest, we're here for you. 1-800-259-9231. You can also email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. We might just read your emails live on the air. And we do have one of those we'll kick the show off with here in a few moments. But first, tell them about the website, Manwich.
Is all it is freetalklive.com. And you can go on there and you can see the Shrine of Female Listeners. There's the chat room, which starts getting heated up right about now. We had a bunch of people in there last night. Yeah, lots of people in there last night. They talk about the show. They talk about other things. They flirt. They do everything in the chat room.
We had a troublemaker come in there last night, too,
after
the show.
You got to love the troublemakers.
Yeah, apparently they booted him out.
How do you boot them out?
Well, the man with the power, one of the few with power, was in there. And he had enough of the troublemaker.
It had enough. Huh?
That's right. I kind of felt like a game show host. Tell them about the website, Manwich. Well, you know, they always say tell them about the...
I would also like to talk about the BBS.
Okay.
Well, there's a bulletin board system on the website, which is... What do they call that in regular...
Forum? Message board?
Message board?
Right.
In regular internet speak. It's a message board where we have thousands of posts and hundreds of users, and people get on there and talk about everything from tapioca pudding to God and politics.
Well, plus, we post our stories on there as well.
That's right.
So when you hear us talking about something that we bring up, meaning you're not calling in and bringing it up, which, mm-hmm. of course, the focus of this show is you, and you get to control the show.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't call in, then we have to bring stuff up. So when we bring up an issue, we also post it towards the end of the show in the bulletin board system. That way people who may not have been able to get to their phones or just don't like getting on the phone can leave comments on the issue as well. So it's kind of like an extra leg to the show, if you will. And it's a lot of fun. There's almost 2,000 posts there as well. We're very close to that mark. So it's a lot of fun. Log on at freetalklive.com. There's also 6 days worth of archives there. There's the Shrine of Female Listeners and much, much more. It's all free at freetalklive.com. So let's get into the email, shall we?
Okay. You said there's an email that you're waiting to read me.
This is actually, I think, the first email that we've gotten that's been directed specifically at you.
It's been directed at me, but it doesn't have my name on it, huh? It wasn't emailed
Well,
to
it
me.
Says, Dear American and Nazi.
Okay.
So I guess it's emailed to both of us, but it's clear who the American is and who the Nazi is, at least based on our conversation last night.
Great.
The first girl I ever really fell in love with was half white and half Syrian.
Okay.
She had characteristics of an Arab. Even though we no longer are in contact, I believe that if any person or persons were to try and round up those persons would be in a serious and dangerous position. Does Air Manwich, Jacob, believe that if someone of his character were actually to go and grab my ex-sweetheart's father, that he and people like him would not have to eventually come face to face with an angry, hostile white man ready to free that enslaved friend? Because last night we had Jacob call in, who advocated concentration camps for Muslim Americans. We were reading an article.
Not to mention turning most of the Middle East into a parking lot.
Yes, he did. He mentioned that as well.
Wanted to turn the sand into
glass.
Drop
the bomb on the Middle East. We read an article from Cornell University. They did a poll of over 700 adults. It found 44% of Americans believe that Muslim Americans' civil liberties should be restricted somehow.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't really describe the extent of those restrictions, but the idea to me of restricting any group of people, any category or class of people's restrictions or their civil liberties in this country is categorically un-American and very Nazi.
And to me,
and you took their side.
And to me, that's not accurate. I did not say that their civil liberties should be compromised in any way. I said to me that
this is what you said last night. That's what you said on the air.
That just means attention.
Yeah, I know.
Dumbass.
How about this one? Guten
Tag. That means good evening. What is this? Is this Manwich's German radio show? Learn German in 5 easy steps with Manwich.
What were you going to say?
All I'm saying is that it seems to me with our current political situation that it's just stupid not to keep an eye on people of Arab descent, whether they're half Syrian or not.
To keep an eye on. You used that phrase a number of times last night, and I never really got you to define what it meant.
There's
who
really no
doing
good. There's no good
the eyes on. Is it the government? Is that who you want to keep their eyes on? The Muslim Americans in this country.
I think we should all keep our eyes on. That's that subtle twist that you did all night long. I did not say Muslim Americans.
Uh-huh.
I think the last people that we should bother with are the people that have gone through all the trouble to be citizens. Now, I'm talking about the immigrants, people who have come over from Muslim and Arab countries.
How are you going to know the difference if you're walking down the street? How are you going to be able to tell if there's a Muslim or a Indian type person who's approaching you? How are you going to know if they're a legitimate citizen or not?
Are you telling me right now that you aren't keeping an eye on Arab Americans or Arabs in general when you go out in public?
Well, I told you that we went on an airplane trip and there was an Arab gentleman on the
flight. So you paid attention to him, did you?
Well, we know.
I don't think you're compromising his civil rights by watching him, do you?
Not at all. In fact,
let's be clear here, Ian. You're watching that man with the little turban, and who's not even a damn Muslim. He's a Sikh. You don't even know what religion he is. He's a Sikh, and you're keeping an eye on him, and then you're calling me a freaking Nazi.
It was my fiance who was the one that was all nervous about him, and I was trying to explain to her that just because he has a turban on doesn't mean that he's dangerous. So, yeah, I was watching him based on the fact that he was part of our conversation, but I certainly didn't think that he was going to take over
plane. That's my only point. Is it we need to keep an eye on Arabs?
I think if somebody looks suspicious, I think you could keep an eye on them. But as far as,
you know, why would they look
singling
suspicious?
Out one group?
Wait. If you're not profiling people, how would they look suspicious?
Well, there's certain behaviors that
behaviors.
People engage in. If
are you saying
suspicious.
That people that behave oddly should be profiled?
Haven't you ever watched a shoplifter?
Are you saying that people that behave oddly should be profiled? Because I think that you're some kind of freaking fascist.
I didn't say profile.
My point from this conversation is that if you aren't profiling, you're lying. Everybody's profiling people all the time.
I have no problem with, I have no problem with stereotyping, if that's what you're talking about. Like where I look at somebody who's dressed like a skater punk and I think, that kid's a skater. Or, you're dressed like a businessman. You're probably a businessman. So I have no problem with stereotyping. When we're talking about profiling, we're talking about government action. We're talking about government profiling Arab Americans, pulling them aside from the rest of the pack.
I didn't say profiling was pulling them aside and searching
them. That's what it results in, though.
They probably need to be searched a little more thoroughly going on planes.
When you take a government program and you start it at a certain point, it always expands. It always grows into unexpected areas. And you're accepting a small amount. I mean, you're pretty much for civil liberties. You're generally a libertarian on most issues. But on this issue, I question it because you're supporting government enforcement to a very small extent. But you should know better, Manwich, because you know that down the line in 5 years, 10 years, it's going to be rectal searches of everybody. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. If you've got a comment, we want to hear from you. Or maybe you're bored to tears and want to change the topic. You can on this show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300. a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Attention parents, Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
Soon I discovered that this rock thing was true. Jerry Lee Lewis was the devil. Jesus was an architect previous to his career as a prophet.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Toll free. Anything goes. You call in, talk about your personal problems or political issues.
Or call in and call Manwich a Nazi. That'll be fun.
Sure. Or email. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com, ftl@freetalklive.com. Well, I think that our emailer here, Tom Bosley.
Shouldn't he be out selling insurance for AARP?
I don't know if it's really him.
It could be. And it could be somebody just named Tom Bosley.
Or someone who's pretending as though he's Tom Bosley.
Yeah.
But so anyway, 1-800-259-9231. We're talking, kind of recapping last night's major issue, which was this Cornell University study found that 44% of Americans believe we should curtail the civil liberties of Muslim Americans. In fact, 27% of them believe that we should force Muslim Americans to register their place of living with the federal government. Now, you don't agree with that one, do you?
I think it's kind of dumb. It won't work. I mean, it's a silly thing to have done, because all the people that are going to register all their addresses, every last one of them, those are only good American Muslims.
Right, like the
that
people
aren't
who
aren't going to do anything.
Like the people who would register their guns would be good law-abiding citizens.
Yes,
and the criminals,
really stupid.
The criminals are outside of the system. They learn the system. They learn the ins and outs of it. They learn the loopholes, and they take advantage of it. That's why they're the criminals. It's their job to learn that stuff.
Not to mention the fact that we knew ahead of time that these people that were going to blow up the Trade Center. I mean, there was all kinds of information about these people given to the FBI and the CIA and that kind of thing. It just wasn't acted on. So we already had them in. They were already spied. You know, we knew what was up with them.
Well,
we didn't know anything about it.
Obviously, the Dunkin' Donuts box was a little bit too important to our CIA and our FBI.
Yes.
They were a little too busy at the coffee stand.
I know you think that our law enforcement agencies have a penchant for donuts.
1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. So I just want to understand, once and for all, where you stand on this whole curtailing civil liberties issue. You don't think we should necessarily curtail their liberties in any fashion, right?
I don't think we should curtail their liberties
you
at all.
You just think we should
keep an eye on them. That's right.
And that means the government and everybody else is just
everybody. And that includes the people that work for the government. And there's a bunch of them. There's truckloads of people that work for the government right now. They should keep an eye on people. Because it would be on, immigrants from...
So does that... Now, how far can we go with this? This keeping an eye on somebody program? Should we install video cameras?
Well, you would go to the point that you're not violating their civil rights.
Uh-huh. All right. So just keep an eye open. Literally, that's all you mean. You don't mean installing video cameras
no.
in certain neighborhoods where Muslim Americans live or anything like that.
No.
All right, fine. Well, here's the rest of our emailer. He says, does Air Manwich believe that someone of his character...
What does Air Manwich mean?
I think he's suggesting you're a Nazi. He says, I think...
Air Manwich?
Air, yes. Air Manwich.
Okay.
I think your fellow Gestapo needs to advocate inalienable rights, not this civil liberties garbage I keep hearing about. This is America, a republic, where the individual is the foundation of our law. To let this country turn into the second Weimar Republic is the most disgusting thing that I can have enter my mind. Defend freedom, not slavery, gosh darn it. That's his writing. And as far as that southern boy from Georgia, the guy who, Jacob, who advocated putting people into concentration camps.
We do thank him for making it such an interesting hour, though.
Oh, that was an interesting it was a great call. He says, I think that the boy from Georgia needs to spend 10 years under martial law like the citizens before him. If he's forgotten.
Which citizens is he referring to?
He says, if he has forgotten, it was called Reconstruction. Keep up the good mental activity, Tom Bosley. So thanks for the email there, Tom. We certainly appreciate it. And speaking of the police state, by the way, if you want to comment, 800-259-9231, a fresh article from the only semi-intelligent man in the House of Representatives, Ron Paul, Representative Ron Paul. Actually, he's a pretty sharp dude.
What area does he represent? Texas somewhere, right?
I think the Austin area of Texas, Houston area, somewhere in Texas.
Houston and Austin are wide ways apart.
I don't know. I think it's Austin. Anyway, he says, in 2002, I asked my House colleagues a rhetorical question with regard to the onslaught of government growth in post...
They must be really tired from hearing from him, because his agenda is nowhere near theirs.
He's always putting their feet to the fire. Unfortunately, they pretty much never respond to him. With regard to the onslaught of government growth in the post-September 11th era, is America becoming a police state? That's the question he asked in 2002. He says the question is no longer rhetorical. We're not yet living in a total police state, but it is fast approaching. The seeds of future tyranny have been sown, and many of our basic protections against government have been undermined. The atmosphere since 2001 has permitted Congress to create whole new departments and agencies that purport to make us safer, always at the expense of our liberty. But security and liberty go hand in hand. Members of Congress, like too many Americans, don't understand that a society with no constraints on its government cannot be secure. History proves that societies crumble when their governments become more powerful than the people and private institutions. So it definitely seems like we're heading in that direction. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that.
He says, unfortunately, the new intelligence bill passed by Congress 2 weeks ago moves us closer to an encroaching police state by imposing the precursor to a full-fledged national ID card. Within 2 years, every American will need a conforming ID to deal with any federal agency, including the TSA at the airport. Now, in case you haven't heard the details on this, this new national ID, these provisions that they have in this intelligence bill, that the idea here is within, I think it's 18 months, they have to have the standards set. So thank goodness government moves so slow. At least they don't set two-week deadlines on this stuff. So it's going to take it a little while to come about. But once it does, every state is going to have to follow these guidelines. I suppose they could probably opt out of it if they didn't want to receive federal money for something. But no state's going to do that, with the exception of perhaps New Hampshire.
Perhaps Louisiana. They're a little weird. All their laws are just strange in Louisiana.
Well, anyway, so most states are going to go with this. And if they don't, if for some reason a state didn't go with it, well, then their citizens who carry their state's ID that don't conform would not be allowed to enter any federal property, and that includes airports. They would not be allowed to possibly even receive certified mail
from
the Postal Service. Literally, they're talking about locking down every sort of federal program, federal activity, federal service with this national ID card. So if your state's card doesn't conform after 2 years, you don't get to fly. That's how serious this is. So going on with Mr. Paul's article, he says, undoubtedly, many Americans and members of Congress don't believe America is becoming a police state, which is reasonable enough. They associate the phrase with highly visible symbols of authoritarianism like military patrols, martial law, and summary executions.
I got a comment on this police state thing. So I was picking up a friend from the airport.
Right.
It was, I don't know, it's less than a year, more than 6 months.
Okay.
And
in 2004.
Yeah, I parked my car along the curb there. In front of the airport. I didn't actually go to the short-term parking so I could go in and wait.
You didn't park. You had your engine running.
Right. I had my engine running, and I was going to, you know, sneak into the building real quick, take a look, see if I could see my friend in there looking for their luggage or anything, and that kind of thing. But, you know, it says clearly, there's a sign that says, you know, do not leave cars unattended or something like that. So there's my little car chugging away.
So you left your car?
In the fire lane. But make it clear that this is a small airport. All I did was walk 40 feet away into the baggage terminal.
Zero tolerance.
And
We'll find out the rest of the story. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Coming up next, unless you want to interrupt the show and bring up what's on your mind. You can take control. That's what we call it, Free Talk Live.
Folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Carfenic Minute. Butcher, baker, candlestick maker. What do you want to be when you grow up? Put on your thinking cap / crash helmet, because when I zoom back, I'll tell you which professions are best and worst behind the wheel. What do your engine, transmission, driveline, power steering, and cooling system all have in common? When your service technician properly cleans, flushes, and conditions these systems with BG products and services, it pays off big time, with more trouble-free miles for you. Why BG? BG services include a 150,000-mile, 7-year protection plan. Free. Some restrictions apply, so get the facts on protecting your automotive investment at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Sure, you trust your doctors in the operating room, but how do they rank in avoiding accidents behind the wheel? Not so good, according to recent data collected over 18 months from Quality Planning Corporation. In fact, physicians rank number 2 in the top 5 most accident-prone professions, followed by lawyers, architects, and real estate agents, with a dubious distinction of first place in the crash test going to students. So, which occupations crews with the fewest wrecks? Farmers, firemen, pilots, and politicians make the list, but it's topped by homemakers. Here's to the hands that rock the cradle and rule the road. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop. Where time becomes a loop. Where time becomes a loop.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. You can get interactive with us about anything, whether it be a personal issue or some sort of political thing. You got a rant? You want to get it out worldwide? We're here for you, 1-800-259-9231, or sit back and listen to us blather on for the next hour and a half. We'll be here until 9 o'clock Eastern Time. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we're talking about, well, we got this article here from Representative Ron Paul.
Okay.
The only libertarian in Congress. And he's talking about the police state. Back in 2002, he asked the question, is America becoming a police state? And just events and political moves have confirmed his suspicions. He does indeed now believe that we're heading in that direction pretty firmly.
Mm-hmm.
And we started to get into, well, the airport situation, and you had a personal story, man, which you were relating. You apparently went to a local airport here in the Tampa Bay area, but it wasn't the Tampa airport.
No,
that's
it wasn't
a pretty
a
big airport.
Yeah, it wasn't a big airport like that.
Right.
Although this could be just as easily been done in the Tampa airport, the way they're set up. The doors are right there at the baggage claim. All I was doing was I parked my car. I was still running.
This is an area where most people will pick someone up or drop someone
right.
off and move along. And as you said, there's signage that says, do not leave your car unattended.
Right.
So what do? You get out and you run inside.
Well, unattended is really a relative term, right?
Sure, okay.
I was in the same county. I was in the same county as the car. I really don't see what the problem is.
You could see it, right?
Absolutely.
From inside? Okay.
So, and I only wanted to run, say, 30 feet through the door, just take a look into the baggage claim area, and then I'd turn around and come back.
To see if your friend was there. Cause you
no, I'm not saying
up.
That I was following the rules. I clearly wasn't.
Right.
But a security guy comes and gets me before I even get into the building. He's like, wait, you can't leave your car there. What if we were attacked? And as all I did was, sorry, I went back to my car, and, you know, I sat there, and my friend came out just, you know, in the next couple of minutes, and it wasn't a big deal. But it's the person's line of reasoning has always intrigued me since then. So, what if we were attacked?
Yeah, I was going to say, why didn't you stop and look at him and ask him the question back?
But this is...
I'd love to hear his explanation.
It's strange, but that's
you
really
might not get to your car!
That's really the point, though, is anything can be... Any kind of weird... security rule can be visited upon the American public because we could be attacked. Do you understand?
That's true.
There's really no point. I'm sure that it was against the rules before there was any buildings blown up in America for us to leave cars running on the curb.
Mm-hmm.
But now you can't do it because we might be attacked. You know? And some old guy with a gun who's, you know, just a sorry excuse for a cop. He's the one who's going to perpetrate these rules upon you.
Right.
So.
Interesting experience. Luckily, they didn't pull you aside and harass you even further. So you kind of lucked out on that one.
I suppose he could have.
So here's the remainder of what Ron Paul has to say about the coming police state. He says, we ought to be concerned that we've laid the foundation for tyranny by making the public more docile, more accustomed to government bullying, and more accepting of arbitrary authority, all in the name of security. Now, I know one of the things he's referring to there is the situation in the airport, because that's where this is this is really primarily going on as far as around the country.
Yes.
Like, if you want to see a vision of what America could look like elsewhere, look at the airports.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the level of security there, which, of course, again, if you really want to be honest, is laughable, because anybody who's determined is going to be able to break through the security.
Well, they've proven it time and time again that they can get all kinds of things
bombs and guns and knives and pornography. And
even box cutters, you know? I mean, everything goes through, and
so it's all for show. And what it is, and really what it is for is
not even for show, it's for annoyance.
Well, what it really is for is what he's making the point is to kind of bring us into the police state in a simple, easy fashion. Just getting us used to regular searches. First at the airport, then maybe on a you know, occasional roadblock, and then full-on house-by-house searches. No, I'm not saying it'll come on that quick, but this is the process, basically.
I believe it's the process. That's how our freedoms have been taken away, millimeter by millimeter.
But now it's accelerating. It seems to be picking up a little bit, at least.
As a snowball
would. Since 2001, it certainly has been accelerating. And I recall an article I read like a year ago on this show, which interviewed some people who were leaving the airport, who were driving trucks and vans, and trucks and vans were getting searched at that time. And most of their responses, most of the responses, at least, that they printed in the article were, well, it's for security.
Yep.
It's okay. I don't have anything to hide. Anyway, he goes on to say, our love for liberty above all has been so diminished that we tolerate intrusions into our privacy that would have been abhorred just a few years ago. We tolerate inconveniences and infringements upon our liberties in a manner that reflects poorly on our great national character of rugged individualism.
Mm-hmm.
American history, at least in part, is a history of people who don't like being told what to do. I can echo that sentiment. Yet we are increasingly empowering the federal government and its agents to run our lives. But I think ruin works as well. Terror, fear, and crises like 9/11 are used to achieve complacency and obedience, especially when citizens are deluded into believing that they're still a free people. I was talking to my mother the other night, and she's right Johnny on the spot. She thinks we're living in a free country. So I'm going to be having dinner with her at the end of this week, so we'll flesh that out a little
freedom
bit.
Freedom is relative.
No, I don't. You seem to believe that, but I personally don't. I think you either have it or you don't.
And I don't think you could ever achieve it. I think that it is an impossible achievement.
The impossible dream, my friend.
If there is, in fact, a this thing that exists out there is freedom, I don't think you can achieve it.
It's certainly worth attempting.
Freedom comes from the inside. Just remember that.
Well, that's true. I agree with that. He says this war is, the loss of liberty we are assured will be minimal. Short-lived and necessary. This is what the government tells us. Oh, once this whole war is over, you'll have your freedoms back. Well, many citizens believe that once the war on terror is over, restrictions on their liberties will be reversed, but this war is undeclared and open-ended. Bush and his cronies have said several times that they see no end in sight for the war on terror.
Yes, that's true. They have said that.
With no precise enemy and no expressly stated final goal. So there's no way that they'll ever know that this war on terror thing is done. In fact, Ron Paul says terrorism will never be eradicated completely. Does this mean future presidents will assert extraordinary war powers indefinitely? And how could we ever hope to eradicate terrorism completely? We're so busy killing innocent people, we're doing nothing more than generating more terrorists, more potential killers, more potential suicide bombers. We had an American on this show last night who said that if his friends were being killed, he'd consider strapping a bomb to his chest. Why do you think these guys are doing it?
Yeah.
Because their mom just got shot down, or grandma got blown up in an explosion. You laugh about it, but if Sugar Butt got blown up,
I'd be upset if Sugar Butt got blown up.
Exactly. That's Manwich's dog, by the way. Washington
Manwich's mom's dog.
Yeah, but you still love Sugar Butt.
She's a good dog.
Washington, D.C. provides a vivid illustration of what our future might look like. And this, to me, is amazing. I didn't know this was going on. I will never set foot in Washington, D.C.
Why is that?
Visitors to Capitol Hill encounter police barricades, metal detectors, paramilitary officers carrying fully automatic rifles, police dogs, ID checks, and vehicle stops. The people are totally
disarmed. It depends on where you go. It's not like you get all those in 1 minute.
Visitors to Capitol Hill, in general, those things are there. And plus, just a good reason, the best reason not to go to Washington, D.C. is because it's the city in the country with the most government. And, of course, as a result of that, it has the most crime, which probably is also tied into the fact that, as he makes the point, the citizens are totally disarmed. There's gun laws like crazy in Washington, D.C. We're going to come back with more, 1-800-259-9231, more on the police state, unless you want to interrupt the show and bring up what's on your mind. This is your show, so take control, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hey, kids. You want a soundtrack that's going to make you feel tense, let you express your frustration?
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Anything goes. We're here until 9 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And literally, whether it's political or personal, we'll talk to you about whatever it is that's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. Also, email the show if you'd like, ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. We have many, many more things online just for you.
You can download the archives.
That's right.
There's 6 days on there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for free.
Mm-hmm.
No other radio shows like that.
I don't know if we can make that blanket statement. I've certainly never seen any other big name radio shows like that.
Yeah, the big name ones. Anything that I listen to, you can always have to be a star member or whatever the term is and pay $5.95 a month or whatever. And then you can download the archives and you can get the special chat and all that other stuff. We got
right.
The chat room on there.
On the house.
It's open to everybody.
Yep.
You can fake your name, do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
There should be people in there right now. I don't know. I haven't
checked.
I'm sure there's quite a few. And China female listeners, people love, that's got to be the most clicked on area.
Probably.
Yeah.
There's also the bulletin board system and much, much more. All there for you on the house, free of charge at freetalklive.com. So talking about the police state. that we are heading towards in this country. Don't believe it? I want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. Still think you live in a free country? I want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. Ron Paul doesn't think so. And as he just made the point, in Washington, D.C., if you want a vivid illustration of what the rest of the country might look like in a few years, check out Washington, D.C. He says visitors to Capitol Hill encounter not only police barricades, but metal detectors, paramilitary officers carrying fully automatic rifles, police dogs, ID checks, and vehicle stops. The people are totally disarmed. Only the police and the criminals have guns. Surveillance cameras are everywhere, monitoring street activity, subway travel, parks, and federal buildings. There's not much evidence of an open society in Washington, D.C., yet most folks don't complain. And anything goes if it's for government, if it's for government provided safety and security. So the people in Washington, D.C., totally just pacified towards this. They just, it's for security. It's all right. Go ahead. Put a camera up in my bathroom. As long as it protects me from terrorism.
I don't think people are letting them put cameras up in their bathroom. And you can't stop somebody else, somebody from putting a camera up on their quote-unquote property. And in the case of the government, they have lots of quote-unquote property.
Especially in Washington.
In Washington, D.C. So they basically get to do whatever they want. I don't have a problem with a guy having armed guards in front of his house. And
I don't have a problem
scanning
with
people on the way in. So really, the
That's
issue of
property.
Freedom is what goes on with me, what you're forcing me to do. And
right.
the only issue there is really the carry issue, you know, whether or not the Second Amendment issue.
Well, the issue is also all the armed guards and the police blockades and all the other things that are going on
there. They don't blockade the roads. You can't block
it. He just said a vehicle stop.
Well, that's on
Maybe
the way into
the
like parking lots and stuff.
Okay, well, nonetheless, the idea is there. The seeds are being planted in people's minds that security, good. You're safe now because of all this. And then it will expand. He goes on to say that, after all, proponents argue the government is doing all this to catch the bad guys. If you don't have anything to hide, they ask, what are you so afraid of? We've heard that one time and time again. The answer is, according to Ron Paul, that I'm afraid of losing the last vestiges of privacy that a free society should hold dear. I'm afraid of creating a society where the burden is on citizens to prove their innocence rather than on government to prove wrongdoing. That's definitely a switch we've seen in the court system in recent years.
Yes.
Most of all, I'm afraid of living in a society where subservient populace surrenders its liberties to an all-powerful government. You know, that whole thing about proving that you're innocent is really frightening.
Yes.
I mean, there's so many crimes out there. Actually, the federal government has a number of conspiracy to commit crimes, whether it be conspiracy to commit murder, conspiracy to sell drugs, conspiracy to be a terrorist. They could get you with conspiracy of towards being a terrorist and maybe lock you in jail for 10 to 15 years or something like that. And based on the flimsiest of evidence.
Well, conspiracy is flimsy already.
Right. Yeah. There are federal crimes based on this, and there are people in federal prison serving hard time because the government thought they were going to do something. It's almost like a thought crime, and it's frightening.
Very strange.
He also says that it may be true that average Americans do not feel intimidated by the encroachment of the police state. Americans remain tolerant of what they see as mere nuisances because they have been deluded into believing total government supervision is necessary and helpful, and because they still enjoy a high level of material comfort. We still have our cars, we still have our cell phones, and our television, and our beer.
Gotta have beer.
You know, Americans love their beer. That tolerance may wane, however, as our standard of living falls due to spiraling debt, endless deficit spending at home and abroad, a declining fiat dollar, inflation, higher interest rates, and failing entitlement programs. At that point, attitudes towards omnipotent government may change, but the trend towards authoritarianism will be difficult to reverse. That's why we need to start now. He says those who believe a police state can't happen here are poor students of history. Every government, democratic or not, is capable of tyranny. We must understand this if we hope to remain a free people.
I have to agree. We're moving along that road.
And it's especially capable of tyranny once it's successfully brainwashed the populace, which it's very well done with the government education system. One of our not co-hosts, but another one of the hosts on the same network we're on, Mr. Harry Brown, has said that he thinks the most insidious thing that government has ever done to the people is take over education, because it has allowed government to completely and totally brainwash 90% of the population here.
I'd certainly say that government education is a big issue. I also say that withholding from your paycheck,
that's another
withholding
one.
Taxes, is. I say that's the biggest issue.
1-800-259-9231. If you have a comment, 1-800-259-9231. There is an answer to this whole police state thing. We talk about it coming up next, unless you want to interrupt the show and bring up what's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony Shortwave Car Stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassettes, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony Shortwave Car Stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-866-404-3600 and let them do the same for you.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
All of a sudden, I found myself in love with the world. So there was only one thing that I could do. It was ding-a-ding-dang, my dang-along-ling-long.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. You can join us on the phones. You can join us via email. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com, ftl@freetalklive.com. We might just read your email live on the air. We'll definitely take your phone calls if they come in, because that's what the show's all about. It's Ian here with you.
And man with you.
And we're here until 9 o'clock Eastern time. We've actually been focusing on the expansion of the police state throughout the hour here. Reading an article from Ron Paul, recapping a story that we did last night about 44% of Americans believing that Muslim Americans should have their civil liberties curtailed, which is just a frightening statistic to me. And I think that ties in with what I was saying right before we went to break about education being one of the prime issues here. Because if Americans went to, if we had a free market in education, we'd have a whole lot more educated Americans in regards to how this country's supposed to be, in regards to the freedoms that we're supposed to have.
I was listening to two jackasses on talk radio today debate whether or not there should be, they should be teaching evolution or intelligent design in public school system.
And it's such a waste of time.
It really is. It's a waste of time. you know, both sides make great points, and they really did make some great points as to why their line of thinking is good. And it doesn't matter, because we shouldn't have public schools where we should have this
government-run public school.
Your opinion on what the kids should be taught, Ian, should not have any bearing on my life.
You're right, because I'm crazy.
Because that doesn't make me free. It doesn't make me free.
Right.
What makes me free is being able to put my kid in any school I want. Now, I'm not saying that. What I'm doing is telling everybody you have the opportunity not to have your kids brainwashed by the government. Don't put them in government schools. Keep them out of there.
Do whatever you can. I mean, take out a loan. Do something. Get your kids out of there, because it's bad. Not only will they not learn reading, writing, and arithmetic, but they'll also just be completely hornswoggled into thinking the government is a good thing. I mean, basically, the idea is that a Catholic church, you learn about Catholicism. At a Christian church, you learn about Christianity. At a government school, at a government school, you learn about how great government is, and how wonderful the environmental programs are, and how great welfare is, and the New Deal, and all the wonderful wars we've been in over the years, and how we fought for other countries' freedoms. And I ran across the old lie last night. Somebody had posted a poem on the Free State Project message board about how, I guess, a poem written by a soldier, allegedly, over in Iraq, and it was just a real patriotic poem where he's really pumping up the military and how great of a thing the military is.
I love patriotism. I really do.
No. I totally do as well. I think I'm a bigger patriot than most people in this country could ever hope to be. And this particular gentleman thought he was a patriot by saying that the military's great and they're here to protect our freedoms, and he's fighting for freedom over there. And
they are here to protect our freedoms. It's just what they're doing isn't protecting our freedoms.
It's what they're
hindering it.
What they've done throughout history hasn't been protecting our freedoms. I mean, really? Just thinking about it, I don't even think our military has really ever been used to protect our freedom. I mean, the Revolutionary War wasn't so much a military battle as it was just a group of militias around the country. Was there really an American military at that time?
There wasn't really. There was certainly veterans from French and Indian Wars.
Right, but there was some organization to it, but it certainly wasn't the American military as we know it today. At least within the 20th century, every single war we fought was for the benefit of old men in Washington, and that's it. 1-800-259-9231. You've all been fooled. None of you fought for freedom. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. Bring up anything you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
U.S. Gold and